Has God been good to you? And then come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on. Bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Now sing hallelujah, can you? Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Have you ever needed a friend? He was there for you. Hallelujah. He woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. Come on and bow before the Lord. 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 Sing praises to his name. Hallelujah. Sing out. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Can you say it? Hallelujah. Yes. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on, people, let's clap your hands. Clap your hands with me. Come on, church, let's praise the Lord together. Clap your hands with me. Come on, sing it. Clap your hands with me. Now sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. There you go, people. Church, come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing along with me, church. Praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord with me. Now sing. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a good day the Lord has made. Time. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sing. Hallelujah. One more time. Come on and bless the Lord with me. That means you say something good about it. Bless the Lord with me. Yeah. Come on, church. Bless the Lord with me. Come on. Don't take much energy. Bless the Lord with me. Now let's sing together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the joy of praise. Doesn't it make you feel good? Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. Amen. He said, come on and praise the Lord with me. Amen. Amen. Has the Lord been good to anybody in here today? Amen. Amen. Well, that should be kind of a rhetorical question then. Amen. Amen. Because we should be ready to praise God at all times. Amen. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Amen. If you like me, I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Amen. And how good he's been to me. I mean, let's be honest. He's been good to all of us. Amen. Amen. And we should have an issue with telling God, thank you, every now and then. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Our call to worship scripture today is Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things, and you can put whatever you want there, for things shall be added unto you. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you now for you being in this service today. Thank you for you already being here, for we can feel your presence. Thank you, Lord God, because your presence is here, we know that we'll receive all that we need, because there's fullness in your power. There's no limits to your power, and there's no limits to what you'll do for your people. So thank you now for you being in this worship service. Thank you for being in this building. Thank you for being in our presence. Thank you for being in our hearts, our minds, and in our souls. Because we have you, we can overcome and conquer all things. Thank you, Master, for being such a good and awesome God. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray that every heart say amen.
Blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him,
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 Jesus,
Jesus. Yes, he is. The Lord is the strength of my life. From the rising of the sun until the going down, all the same.
Praise
his name,
Jesus,
Jesus. Oh, my Savior,
he's worthy
to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times. His grace shall continue in. I will sing hallelujah. That's the highest for praise I can give. The Lord is my rock, my salvation, a strong deliverer. Yes, he is. In him will I throw his trust. I will give him
praise.
I give him glory.
Praise him
all the days of my life. Everywhere I go, I will give God the glory.
Jesus,
blessed Savior,
he's worthy.
Jesus,
blessed Savior,
Jesus,
blessed
Savior,
you're worthy
to be praised.
For he is worthy to be praised. Amen. When we look back over our lives and we think about the things that he has brought us through, how he made a way, as the old folks will say, out of no way, we find that he is truly worthy to be praised. That song almost brought me to tears because it reminded me of my pastor, Pastor G.W.C. Richardson. And that was one of his favorite songs. And it took me back to when I used to sit next to him and how I would see he just get filled when that song would play, because I knew his journey, what he went through to get to where he was. You know, it's amazing how people see your anointing, but they don't see your journey. They just think about where you are right now, not realizing the hell that you had to go through to get to where you are. Right. And so when we think about that, we find out that God is truly worthy to be praised. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning. And Father, we come with our hearts wide open. We come, Lord God, because our hearts are open because we need you. We realize that while we are on this journey that we call life, the many stumbling blocks will be placed before us. There'll be many hills to climb, many valleys to go through, many dark days to endure. But our hearts are open because we know that as long as we got you, we don't need nobody else. You said that you look at the hearts of men and speak to the hearts of men. And so we ask now that you look at our hearts, see what we're dealing with. Because in many cases, Father, we ourselves don't know. But Father, one person we know knows about everything, and that's you. Look at our hearts, Lord God, this morning. Search it. See, Father God, what's there that can give us what we need. What's there that can show us that we yet do have strength. Show us, Lord God, what we can overcome. Show us what we can come through. Lord God, show us what we are stronger than. Because we don't know until the journey has found us, or shall I say, until the journey has brought us to a place, Lord God, where we must realize that as long as we got you, we don't need nobody else. Thank you this morning, because we know that you'll do just that. Thank you this morning, because we know that you are our God, and with you we can overcome all things. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our brother. Thank you for being our keeper. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering.
Thank you.
now and then, because he's my friend. That's why I'm singing. You can't beat God's giving. No, no.
God, we come to you, Lord God, to say thank you now for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Father, that when we touch them, when we put our hands to them, that our hands are clean and that our objectives are in line with your will, so that a man will see that you still have all power in the palm of your hands. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Oh!
Pastor Stanley over there teasing me. I thought they were about to go back into it. Amen. Amen. Lord, Lord, Lord. Amen. I can tell the world that I am blessed. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. I won't be before you long today. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 5. That modern technology for you. Sometimes it has a mind of its own. These smartphones are sometimes smarter than us. Amen. I have a friend that called them dumb phones. I'm like, what do you mean by dumb phones? He said, they so smart, they're making us dumb. Amen. In Mark chapter 5, verse 24. And it reads, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. And for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Amen. Amen. Just for a few moments. And I've been warned, so I won't push too hard today. Just for a few moments, the right touch. I want to talk about the right touch. When we look at this text and the group of scriptures, there are a lot of things that we can talk about. We could talk about how this woman suffered for 12 years at the hands of physicians, how they practiced on her, but she did not get better. We can even talk about her desperation, how she felt that she had to get to Jesus. And then we can even talk about the miraculous continuous power of Jesus. And for in that fourth chapter, Jesus healed a man who had demonic spirits. And when he healed this woman, he is on his way to heal a young lady who was on her way to die. But what I want us to talk about today are the instructions that God has given us to touch. I said something. I don't even have to preach anymore. That should be enough. God has given us some instruction on how that we can touch him in the right way. See, many of us are like the folks in the crowd. We just touch him. We touch him for many different reasons because he's famous. He's well known. Somebody of interest. Somebody of high status. Somebody who we think can help us. Well, do you touch him for the right? Many of us come to church all of our lives. Some of us been here 50, 60 years. But we never touch God in the right way. Because we didn't follow God's instructions on how to touch him. What we must realize is our God ain't just somebody who you can just touch. You must come to him right to touch him in order to get him to react on your behalf. You can't just touch him because you want.
I'm already preaching. Some of us think we can just touch him however we want to touch him, when we want to touch him. We think we can just do what we want to do in reference to him, but we must understand God has some clear guidelines. That's why some of us are praying amiss. We've been praying forever and still ain't heard from him. And I know sometimes God is waiting to build our faith, but sometimes we're not getting an answer because we ain't touching God right. What you talking about, Reverend? When we look at this woman helps, outside of us just looking at the miracle that was working, this woman helps when we look at the text. Because when we exegete verse 28, we find that there were some things that must have happened. She said in that verse, she said, if I may touch but his cloak. When we take a look at that piece of the verse, we find out that she honored and reverenced Jesus. Not just for him being Jesus, but she honored and reverenced him as the high priest. Reverend Robinson ain't your high priest. Deacon Martin is not your high priest. Deacon White is not your high priest. There is only one high priest. And when you go to him, you have the reverence. Amen. Some of us just get on our knees. Start talking to him like he's one of our friends. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. We don't even take time out to tell him who he is to us. This woman reverenced him because she said, if I could just touch his clothes. Exodus 28 teaches us this, that the clothes of the high priest were not just clothes. It was not just some simple garment. That robe carried power. That robe carried significance. The spiritual significance of the high priest's robe is this. It says, it is God's relationship with his people. The high priest's robe represents God's relationship with his people. It signified his glory displayed toward. So when she was saying, if I could just touch. See, some of us think we just want to just touch Jesus. But she said, if I could just touch his robe. I mean, if I can touch him in the place of his authority, Lord have mercy. If I can touch the power that's in him, if I can touch the perfectness that's in him, because the glory of God abides with Jesus. So when you go on your knees, what you ought to be trying to do is touch God in his authority. Jesus said when he was teaching the disciples, or shall I say the disciples, how to pray, he said, open up prayer with him, our Father. In other words, reverence who he is to you. See, now, if you got a relationship with him, he ain't the same to you as he is. Thank God I had an opportunity to build some relationships with everybody in here. But guess what? As short as it's been as far as the time of our building, I got a different relationship with all y'all. God has a different relationship with all of us. So when we go on our knees, we ought to talk to him according to our relationship, but honor his authority. The instruction of how to touch him. The priest robe symbolized God's holiness, his authority, and the beauty of his justice and his will towards mankind. So when she was talking about touching his robe, she wasn't just talking about touching his power. She was talking about touching his authority, touching his power, touching him in the place where he had to react for her. Touching him because she knew that he has all power And as I taught you before, he has infinite power. And if he has infinite power, he must. He ain't your best friend. And I think my mama is. Like a real. She was the man that I had in the house. Yeah. There are some things I had to talk with her about. Because I had to get it off my chest. That most mothers didn't have to deal with. But yet and still, when I brought stuff to her, sometimes I brought her on a level as she was my best friend. She would tell me, always be your mother and never your best friend. So when I talked to her, I had to talk to her in the place of her authority. Somebody missed that. So when you go on your knees and talk to God, you have to talk to him in the place of his authority. This woman recognized that when she saw Jesus, she knew that he wasn't just somebody. She knew he wasn't just some savior or just some prophet. She knew that when she went to him, she had to go to him and talk to him in the place from which he abides with all power. She knew that if she can just get to his God, she can get to him. She knew that his garment not only represented the things I told you, but it also represented that God is among us.
God is
among us. She knew that he was God
in the earth.
Look at this. Colossians 1, 15 and 17 says this. He is the image of the invisible, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. For the thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold. So when she was looking at Jesus, she knew she wasn't just looking at somebody, no everyday person. She realized she was looking at her Savior. She was looking at the one who created her, the one who made her, and who sent her into the earth. Hebrews 1 and 3 says this, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of him. After making purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
She knew that it touched him. In the face of his authority,
any of us in here need a healing today? Huh? I know I need a healing. All of us need a healing every day.
Yeah.
Huh? As long as we're in this flesh, we're going to always need a healing. And if you know you need a healing, you must be able to touch God. Second thing is, seek to be close. This woman sought to be close. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, which means he had to be close. Some of us want to be afar off from God, but we want God to react. Mean by that? We keep God at a distance. Because we don't want all of him. We just want some of him. What you talking about? We only want to deal with God when we want him. I only call him when I'm in need. I only get on my knees and pray when I'm in need. I don't have a continuous relationship. I just talk to him when I need. That means you want God to act the way you will. him in a relationship where you love him when you love him. Well, that's like kind of like we have a call to make a time. You don't hear from him all the time. Call you. And the sad part about it is, you know when they do it. And when they do it, what you do? You really ain't got nothing to talk about. You just found some time. Guess what? That's how God sees you when you want to just. When you want to keep him at a distance because you want to talk to him only when you got time. Woman said, Reverend, I didn't want to do that. She said, I needed to get close. I needed something from him. I needed to get close. We must realize that in order for us to get close to God, there's some things we must do. 1 Chronicles 22 and 19 teaches us this, that we must continuously seek. And we must build a permanent place in our mind and in our hearts where we are continuously. Being a Christian is not a prayer. Come to church. Some of us don't even come to time. Come when the wind blows. But being a Christian is not a part-time thing. It's a continuous thing. In order for you to get closer with God, you must spend time with him. And if you're not spending time with him, you're not building a relationship. You're not building something that's permanent. You're not building something that's built on power and stability and a strong foundation. What you're building is something that's on quicksand and that can be blown over any time a storm comes. That's why sometimes you see Christians, when things come up in their life, they act just like the world. Because their relationship is not a continuous thing. It's a part-time thing, and they only talk to God when they want. Question is, are you real? Because if you blessed and highly favored, you don't have to broadcast. Huh? God said when he blessed you, he won't bless you in the private. He said he'll bless you in the public. So people will see that he still has all power. So when you build a strong relationship with God, you realize that God is going to do some things for you that he wouldn't do for the normal person. It's because you have built that friendship with him. You built that bond with him, and you're becoming intimate and close. I tell you, when you have that person looks at you. There was a time when me and my wife, friends for 15 years. Somehow intimacy came in. And I started looking at her different. I started treating her different. Anytime she called on me, I would jump. I just made a blunder. My mama taught me, son, don't start and then you can't finish now. You give a woman an inch, she's going to take a mile, and that's from a woman. But when you have intimacy in a relationship, when you ask something of that person, they move and they move quickly. But if you don't have a continuous contact, then there is no intimacy. And also, before there's intimacy, there must be trust. This woman trusted that Jesus can do what she heard. She knew she had to get closer to him. In order for her to get closer to him, she had to trust him. Look at what Psalm 73 says. Psalm 73, verse 23-28 says this. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. Verse 28 says this, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord, that I may declare all thy work. How can you get God to do things for you if you ain't close? He said, the scripture said just then, if you're close to God, there's nothing he won't do for you. Y'all heard me? How you know that, right, Reverend? The Bible says he will never leave. Y'all know where I'm going. Nor forsake you. So if want to touch God, you must build a continuous relationship. You must seek him. You must seek to be closer to him. Last thing, and I'm going home. She said in the last part of that verse that she would remain whole. Which means she had an expectation. How many of us go on our knees if we don't have an expectation? We just praying. We've been taught that men should pray. Always. Never. And because of that, sometimes place in our prayer. We just praying out of routine. There's no conviction in our prayer. There's no expectation in our prayer. We just pray. But God says, if you want to touch me and touch me right, there must be a conviction in your prayer. How you know that's true? The Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And it even said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, which means it's a prayer that has conviction. It's a prayer that has feeling. It's a prayer that's warm. It's a prayer that's trying to get God to move. It's a prayer that has the power to touch. It's a prayer that has the power to make God stand up on his throne and do what you need for him to do. Somebody ought to give God. We ought to have an expectation when we go on our knees to pray to God. Because we have an expectation, we would cause him to do something. But let me tell you this, in order for that to happen, for you to have expectation, you must have. Wow. What do you mean, Reverend? You must have faith.
No matter what. No matter what you're trying to hold.
For sometimes people can speak things into our lives, and we hold on to them. And not realizing that thing is a stumbling block. And we'll believe in that thing versus believing in what God said. When you have faith and expectation, and your faith and expectation meets the power of Jesus, something gonna happen. Y'all didn't hear me. If you got expectation and you got faith, Jesus, can you see him moving for her? When she finally humbled herself and got down on her knee in order to get closer, she got herself in position to receive her blessing. Y'all don't hear me? She got down where you couldn't see. Hallelujah, somebody. You can't see it, but the power is still there. You can't see it, but the desire is still there. You can't see her, but the conviction is there. You can't see her, but her trust is there. You can't see her, but her relationship with God is there. You can't see her, but her continuously building and seeking him is there. And when she stood up, the Bible says she was healed. Y'all don't hear me. When she stood up, the Bible says she was no longer a certain person. She became somebody because Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? So she went from being a certain person to a somebody. And then when she got to Jesus and fessed up that it was her who touched him, she went from being a certain person to being a somebody to being his daughter. Somebody ought to give God some praise. When you touch him right, he'll move on your behalf. Give God some praise. Glory be to God. He's able to do all things but fail. If you want to touch him, you got to touch him in the right way. If you paid attention in the beginning of this story, there were many people touching him, and nothing was happening. Amen. But when she touched him, virtue went out of him. Give God some praise. The doors of the church are now open. If there will be one who does not know God and free pardon, the time is now. The Bible says, find him while he is near, for surely there shall come a time where he cannot be found.
But you have time. Come unto Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Jesus.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. And let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today to say thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you for your power. We want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you for your mercy. And thank you, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God, that you have positioned that we may be able to see your power. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. And we pray now, Father, as we leave this place, that you watch over us, that you go before us and move all obstacles out of our way, and that you keep us through the day and through the night, for the enemy is always busy. But we know if we have your covering, we are assured, Lord God, for salvation. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.